Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another great show as we are going to continue our battles. I got to get some business off first. Late this afternoon, we had a text from Jesse Melton, who's supposed to be on the show, but her father has taken ill and he's in not in great shape, and she regrets not to come on the show. But we're going to do a little Jesse business anyway in the meantime. Couple things. One, Jesse, well, I know from Mike Essence's show, and Mike Essence, you know, I work with him, and but I call in his show every so often, and he has this great guest. In fact, he had guests Oliver North this week, and Grover Norquist, and a few other stuff coming down the line later. In fact, he just came out of the bulletin where he's got Gloria Allwright coming on in July. Now, Jesse, I met in person back in December at the Riverside Hotel at the Christmas party by Bob Sutton and his group. And everybody knows why Riverside Hotel is special to me, and he keeps laying you off for that for a different reason. But Jesse is a very energetic individual. She's gorgeous, actually. She's got a great personality. She's a fighter. And she is someone that has taking on Ted Deutch and the regressive, what I call thugs, low-life scumbags that are out there rioting and stuff like that. In fact, for a little bit of time, she was banned on Twitter. Believe it or not, but, and she's nice, you know, she has her own thing, but Twitter, again, is causing problems with a lot of different people, and she's one of them, but she got back on, and she's still doing her thing. In fact, she and I have been working together overnight and stuff like that, to get the message out to them, to the people. Jesse Melton will make a great congresswoman. She's a fighter. She's dedicated. She's young, energetic, and she can swim rings around, circles around Ted Deutch. She's running in CD22. She's one of several candidates in the Republican side that's running. I met some of them. I know her. And it was, she was going to be on today's show. I was going to announce that I'm endorsing her for Congress. She and I come to understand, she and I work together. She as a congresswoman at 22, and me as sheriff out of Broward County, we'll be working together to not only make Broward County safe again, but Broward County great again. And I believe in her, and I wholeheartedly ask everyone in the Republican side for the primary on the 18th of August to go out and vote for Jesse Melton. She is the best one for that district, and she is the best for the country, and she'll work arm in arm with President Trump. The other thing is, on Wednesday, we're going to have Mike Bellotti, who's running in 21. And when he gets on the show, I'll make an announcement on Wednesday about him. But he is out there fighting the fight and talking the talk and walking the walk and fighting it and standing up and doing what is necessary. And she's just, you know, and he is also a big guy that will work with President Trump and help make Broward and Palm Beach County, because 21 is more in Palm Beach than it is in Broward. 21 is from, Northern Colorado Springs points north, and 22 is from Fort Lauderdale to Boca. Both of them are in Broward and Palm Beach County, and both of them need the support. Okay, now we also forget CD23, which is Carla Spalding, which she and I are working closely together in some ways, and we need to redefine CD23 to make Southern Broward County and Northern Miami County great again and safe again. Carla and I will be working together also. So you got three prime candidates there, and we found out there was a young lady, which I don't remember her name right now, who's running for the supervisor of elections, a Republican, and she said, and she will be honest. All we asked for is honesty and integrity in voting, and no more of the garbage that went on when Brenda Snipes was around. We do have a Republican right now, because it was appointed by Rick Scott, by Ron DeSantis as the supervisor of elections there, because Scott was too cowardly to fire Brenda Snipes. But Ron DeSantis did when he got into office, and we won that one. And hopefully the integrity of our elections will be great here. But one thing I will say is that I oppose mass mail-ins. If you're able to go out and shopping, if you're able to go out to the store and to buy stuff, we can stand online to go out to vote. If you're able to go out and riot and protest and loot and destroy things, burn things down and kill people in the streets, then we're able to go out and vote. There is no excuses. So you don't have to worry about mail. The only way your mail-in ballots are important is for people that are disabled, that can't get out to the polls, for a disability or overseas or some sort like that. Other than that, get out there and vote. There's no excuses. Just bring your photo ID and your voter registration card, and you're good to go. If the signatures match, you're perfect. And that's how it is. I want to welcome my co-host, our world-famous Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. How are you?
All right. Any comments so far?
No, I'm good. I'm listening.
Okay. There's a few things. I did a live video earlier, just before the show, in the last hour of the show, before the show started. And I'm asking people to call in and debate me. And the telephone number is 516-531-9836. We you know, debate me on all the issues, any issues. Just call in and let's get this straight. Now, I started to say, there's a lot of topics I'm going to go to. We're going to start with one that happened yesterday. We have a sheriff in Broward County by the name of Gregory Tony. Sheriff Tony has a lot of issues right now. He hid the fact that he killed an 18-year-old when he was a 14-year-old. He said it was self-defense. There was a lot of discrepancies in the actual thing. He was originally charged as an adult, brought it down in Philadelphia to a minor. Because of that, he was charged differently after the fact, but originally he was charged as an adult, which means he lied on his application. Has he ever been charged before? Yes, he has. They made it to a minor, and then he got off on a self-defense charge. But is it really? Was it really? There's a lot of discrepancies. Most of the police officers in the Philly area at the time figured that it was a drug deal that gone bad. I personally think it's a drug deal that gone bad. There's a lot of reasons for that. One of the main ones is the fact that a few years earlier, when he tried to become a police officer in Tallahassee, when he first came down here to Florida, he put down that he took LSD. He was denied at the time to be, because if you're an applicant for law enforcement and if you took LSD while you're a teenager or early adulthood, that means you did other drugs, because nobody goes from nothing to LSD. They had to have done pot, they had to have done cocaine, they had to have done opioids and LSD and everything, crack and all that 9 yards, the whole routine. My idea is that back at the day when he was 14, he was part of a drug culture in Philly, and because it was a drug deal that went bad, he got caught up in it, and the dealer tried to kill him in an argument. Instead, he went and killed the drug dealer. There was a location discrepancy in the house or in the street. They found the body in the street, not in the house. There's a few discrepancies in the story he told. Tony, I want to tell you something. If I killed somebody in self-defense, I wouldn't be proud that I killed somebody, but I'd be proud that I was defending my brother or my family, and I would not have hit it, because knowing that it would come out, especially when you're going for law enforcement of any sort where you need to be bonded. They do. Bonding is a thorough issue. They really do a thorough issue on that. If you sneeze the wrong way, they'll know about it. I went to many bondings from the law enforcement era to the legal era to the U-Force from the brokers industry and so forth. I've been through that. I was bonded by Homeland Security when I was down here. They had to go through a whole rigmarole to do certain things down here, especially when I'm doing rallies for the Tea Party and stuff like that. We were bonded. We looked. They turned every rock, because I was doing this under the Obama administration, which means that they really don't like right-wingers like me. So they really tore me apart, and they didn't find anything. And because I didn't lie. I'm not hiding anything. I'm not lying. Sheriff Tony lied. He lied about that. There was a report that some of the deputies were working for his wife, and those same deputies got raises that Tony applied for these people. He consistently lies on things on top of it. But what he did yesterday was even worse in a lot of ways. Look, when you're a sheriff, you're responsible for all of your police or your deputies, all of the officers and the people that works for them. Go ahead.
I got a question. Ron DeSantis came in as governor. He fired Scott Israel. He brought in Gregory Tony. And Gregory, because he's only been in there a year and 5 months.
Change.
Six months. Okay, so Gregory Tony has recently done this with his wife, correct?
I would assume in the last 6 months to a year. I don't know if he did immediately, but you know.
So is that considered a pro quid quo, a play for pay?
It's a quid pro quo. It's coming a quid pro quo. It could be a lot of things, favoritism. There's a lot of different things, but there's a lot more going on.
How many sheriffs? How many deputies got this?
I don't know. It's a number of stories that came out there. He hasn't really answered those questions yet. I really don't care about his extracurricular activities.
Has
going
Internal
to
Affairs
stuff. Who
taking
cares?
This on?
I think that Justice...
Is
I'm
there
pretty
an
sure
Internal Affairs in the Sheriff's Department?
There's always an IA in every police department, supposed to be. Because you can't, and that's supposed to be independent of, or they call it, some of the people call it the rat squad. But the people in there, they're supposed to be looking at this because you got to police your own. But the thing is, there's a lot of politics in that. And with the corruption that's going on here in Broward County, I had petitioned a while back for the Justice Department to start looking into Broward County in many different ways, including the BSO, for a number of reasons. One case actually is over, where the individual that we were working on is now in an institution, and all her co-conspirators are either arrested or institutionalized. The other case is in the middle of getting done, and we'll take care of that in a very short time, which I can't get into. It's just sensitive right now, and I was told to let
Tony,
it go.
But Gregory Tony never wet in any of this.
Gregory Tony has not. Gregory Tony did not do his job. He did some
do
things.
Do you think
he did
that
good.
He was being paid off by different politicians? For example, a mayor?
I don't know if he's being paid off or not, but that, again, is something the Justice Department is now currently looking into. They're looking into not only the corruption in the BSO, but also in the corruption in various government here in Broward County.
In each
such
town,
as the,
okay.
Yeah, such as the Davey corruption scandal that's actually starting to come out. Involving Judy Paul, Lori Parrish, and others. They're under federal investigation. The Davie PD is under federal investigation. The Broward County Court System as a whole is being looked at for various reasons.
Is the Sunrise Government and Police Department under investigation?
There is some inklings that they are being looked at, but again, that's beyond my pay grade, so to speak. But yeah, sheriff, I will be looking into every single, I'll be exposed to the corruption, and I will be looking into cleaning and draining the swamp of corruption, making Broward County ethical again.
Gregory Tony's concerned, what has he been up to recently?
Well, I was going to get into that. He is playing politics with his people. First of all, the deputies union filed civil action against Sheriff Tony, and that has been the court ruled against the union at this point. Which actually, Tony was right on this thing. He was starting to do what he was first taken into office for. One of the things that DeSantis and Andrew Pollack, Andy Pollack from Parkland, wanted to do is to clean out the mess that's left by Scott Israel. And one of the things he did, that Tony did do, was start to get rid of the riffraff. And he suspended Jeff Bell, which kind of bothered me because I thought it was a retaliatory strike on me, but it wasn't. It was the fact that they had to do with trying to drain the swamp. But as sheriff, I will continue what Tony has started by cleaning out the bad apples in the Broward County Sheriff's Office, the BSO, and all his deputies. We need to get rid of Homsey. We need to get rid of the people that are playing politics with people's lives. And we also need to start eliminating the racism in our ranks and the prejudice in our ranks. We don't need that. But at the same time, as sheriff, I would never kneel or take a knee for anyone except God. I would never, ever take a knee to anyone except God. I don't care who you are, what you are. I don't care. Because I will not compromise my principles, my ideas, and my loves, and my ethics, and my integrity for anyone.
Isn't that a violation of his oath to serve all the people?
He is playing politics right now. He's in a heated race.
There is
he's
no going, politics
he,
in being
he, I know what he's doing. I know what he's trying to do. I understand what he's trying to do, and I think he's backfires on him. The American people.
That's not what his job is for.
It doesn't matter. The point was he's running.
Of course
he's running for Look,
he's there to protect all the people, not kneel and say this is okay.
Let me get to that
okay,
point.
Okay, that's
but
the
I
thing.
Know,
that is a okay.
I know what he's trying to do, and let me get to that point. But the thing is, he's in a heated battle between Scott Israel, which he's going to lose anyway, and him, and a newcomer called Al Pollock. Those are the three leaders. Al Pollock is black, along with him, but Al Pollock is a colonel in the BSO, is retired, but he also has
running
similar background.
Running a campaign.
Let me finish.
Excuse me. You're
Let me finish. Let me finish. Let me say what I have to say here. Al Pollock has similar background as I do in a lot of different ways, but he also has more. He has 40 years in the BSO, which I don't. That's the only difference. He should have stood up to Scott Israel when he had a chance. He never did. He couldn't stand up to Tony because he wasn't in the BSO at the time, but he is now as a campaign. But the point
is Al Pollock a yes man?
Al Pollock is somebody that knows organized crime, knows how to deal with thugs, and knows how to deal with things. So he's pretty good. If I had to choose any Democrat in that race to be good for sheriff, he would be the guy. The thing is, Sheriff Tony should never be sheriff again because he compromised his position. He literally is shaking the hands with the devil when he took the knee and supported Antifa and the Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter advocates killing cops. They advocate burning cops. They advocate looting and violence. The same thing.
Group?
Yes, President Trump has listed both Antifa and Black Lives Matter as terrorist organizations. So I would consider him a terrorist based on his support on that. He gave up his ethics.
Okay.
He gave up his career by taking the knee. He tried to do it as a political stance to try to stay faithful to the black community, but he's only staying faithful to maybe 10%. Right now, President Trump has a 41%.
That's part of his campaign. That's not him actually being sheriff.
Right. That's part of his campaign, what he did. He's trying to make himself look like he's part of the gang, but instead he's looking
not
like
the
he's
job.
Part of the group. Right. He does. He forgot
elected,
what he...
You get elected and you draw people in because you have this expert knowledge and you want to make them feel safe and make sure their lives are safe. And that the community is in an upstanding and it's working together.
Being sheriff has a lot of faults into it. Well, the main one is to protect the community. Protecting the community means staying away from politics. Focus on protecting the community as a whole. You don't protect the community because of the color of your skin. You don't protect the community based on if you have an R or a D next to your name. You protect the community based on the fact that you're a law enforcement agent. You are a deputy or a sheriff, in this case, sheriff.
Correct.
You have to treat each and every person as an individual. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. You all bleed the same. You all bleed red. The other part of being a sheriff and a deputy, but a sheriff, is to serve the community. By serving the community, it's not kneeling down and supporting thugs, but going into the community and to energize them, to empower them and to uplift them, inspire them to improve their situations, to follow their passions and dreams and goals. This is what I was doing on the video that was trending so much. Every individual in Broward County, in fact, every individual in this country has the ability to succeed in life. We all do. This country, what makes it so great, gives you the opportunities. The government, the less the government interferes with you, the more opportunity you have as an individual, the more you're able to follow your passion to dream. But you first got to dream, and you got to start lighting that flame in you. And if you can light that torch, you can start dreaming and following the dreams and continue those dreams and just keep fighting for it. As one person once said, if you fight for your dreams often enough and hard enough, it will eventually fight for you too, and you'll get to your dream, and you will succeed in life. And once you succeed in life, the whole world changes in you, and you'll be out of the hood, out of the ghetto, out of bad situations. You will not have to be a thug anymore or a low-life scumbag, as they say. You'll be able to fulfill your dreams, your goals, your life. You'll express stuff and you see stuff. The whole
you'll
world
be
opens up in front of you.
And you won't be looking over your shoulder.
Your whole world
and you won't be
opens up.
Second guessing your
the
life.
Whole world. The whole world opens up in front of you. That's
exactly.
The key there. It doesn't matter. You know, whatever happened in the past is in the past. You learn from it and you grow or get over it and you move on. In some situations, it's a little bit different than others, but in the end, you move on.
Everybody makes mistakes. You learn from your mistakes. You move on.
The idea is that we as individuals could do whatever we can do in life and we can succeed in it. Because if you find a niche, something that you really love to do, it's no longer a job or a career. It's a livelihood. It's something that you are happy. You don't have to fret getting up in the morning to do things. You really want to do it because it's really what you want to do. It's like going to school and completing your school for the first time in your life, and you're graduating, and it makes it the happiest day of your life, and you go in there, and that's success because you want to do it, and that brings on other success if you follow through with your dreams until you get your dream job or your dream career, and you start moving from that and you start growing there, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you got to go and dust yourself off a little bit, pick yourself up and continue with it. But at the end, because you love what you're doing, you're going to be happy and you will not get sick. You will not get into all kinds of troubles and anything else. But you grow and you fulfill those strategies and dreams. And every single person in this country can do that. We have the opportunity. This is the greatest nation on earth. We could do this. And you don't need to ride in the stores. And you don't need to take a pickup truck with chains and pull up at a jewelry store to rob all the jewelry or guns and stuff like that, like Black Lives Matter and Antifa is doing. We don't have to set cops on fire like they're doing. You don't have to go into places where these people are doing things. You know. 99%
because they don't believe that they can have the success to earn it on their own.
Because they were taught differently. They have family members that actually screw themselves up. They don't give the ethics, the basics of individualism. They don't give you the integrity and the ability to dream and the foundation to secure yourself. So bullies, indoctrinators, recruiters don't pass.
You know what's more interesting is there are successful thugs.
We actually got a call coming in. We actually got a caller coming in here.
Okay.
Well, and she hung up already. She hung up. I just tried to get it and hung up. But anyway, it was a 708 number. Call back. we can. But
my point is that there are successful thugs, and then there are the follower thugs.
Look,
we need
people,
to take out
here we go.
The successful thugs. The successful thugs
that work together
to destroy people.
We have a Scarlet. We have a caller on the line, 708. Can you tell me your name and what's your question? Hello, 708. Here we go. Hello. Hello. You want to give us a question or you want to hang on? That's up to you. You want to debate the issues? That's up to you. But if you're just gonna,
okay,
it's just gonna be a trial, that's fine too. I will. When you decide to talk, let me know. I'm putting you on hold.
They're interrupting. Could you put them on silence, please?
I'm trying to. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Apparently
my point was that these successful thugs, which are very bad people, okay, like George Soros, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff. I'll even go as far and say Gregory Tony is a successful thug. Okay? Andrew Gilliam, Lois Franco, Alcee Hastings, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Alexandra Ocasio, AOC. Okay? Ilhan Omar, very bad lady. Very bad lady. Okay? So these people need to be reckoned with. If you get the ones up high and then their flames are put out, then the lower one, the ones that follow, will chill.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you named some of them. I could give you two others, Andrew Cuomo and our favorite comrade de Blasio, who just announced today that he wants to defund the NYPD, and the NYPD says, go right ahead, don't call us, we're not going to do anything for you.
Can he legally defund them?
No, he could do a budget, but the budget is, you know what, every Democrat mayor, every Democrat governor that's chanting to fund the police, they're out of office because their careers are over.
Who protects
the
mayor?
The mayor, I don't know, but I think their security has just been eliminated because once you defund the police, defund the law enforcement, defund their security team, unless it's private, and most of these private firms are retired police officers.
Okay.
And they will walk in a second. So by defunding the police, they're actually defunding themselves. It's chaos and anarchy, and this is what the socialists/communists want. The best way to destroy this country, by taking away the law enforcement of this country. This is how the thugs and the criminals run, because that's all they are. It hurts people. They kill people. I'm telling you right now.
If we take out these people's flames and power, then the people that follow will just chill.
I'm going to tell you right now. Because they'll have nobody telling them what to do. I want to tell you right now that you're going to see that.
SEIU and Acorn.
Okay.
Occupy Wall Street.
Okay.
All these groups.
Okay, let's do it this way, all right? Yes, all these groups, every single Democrat, because if these riots continue and these looting and killing of people, 17 people were killed so far by Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the last week or so. Also, we don't know how many people are killed in Chicago this weekend, but more blacks are killed by blacks in Chicago than anywhere in the world. And yet, Black Lives Matter and Antifa both have no comments, have not even protested or rallied or did anything in Chicago, because it's not about protecting the black community. It's about destroying the country. And they have proven that over and over again, because they should be in an area where black lives really matter. And that is when blacks kill blacks, like Chicago, like Baltimore, like Newark, New Jersey, like New York City, like Los Angeles. Plus, they should be protesting in every single Planned Parenthood where millions and millions of black babies have been killed over the years by Planned Parenthood. Where is the outrage there? Margaret Sanger,
I think they're trying to scare them to vote for Joe Biden.
Nobody's voting for Joe Biden unless you're a complete imbecile. He doesn't know how to speak a sentence. He does not know how to communicate. He does not remember from 1 minute to another. He can only stand for 7 minutes. He has dementia or Alzheimer's or beginning of both. He is clueless on everything, and he does not have any idea. And when he was at the other day, Memorial Day weekend, and when he did his little stunt, he could hardly walk. He is as bad as Ron in medical industry in his health. This is really there is really bad situation there. But so in a lot of different ways, there are things in there that are not cool.
Do you think he had a stroke? Do you
who?
Think he had a stroke instead of dementia?
Joe Biden?
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I'm not a doctor, but he shows all the signs, all the call signs of. I don't know about a stroke, but he's showing a lot of signs of early stage or beginning stage of Alzheimer's. He is not healthy at all. Hillary Clinton was healthier than him, and that's not saying much.
No, because she was swollen down also.
They had a good candidate that would give Trump for his money and Bernie Sanders, even though he's a socialist. But Bernie had a ground game. Trump didn't. We have a caller coming in.
Trump didn't. Biden didn't.
I got a caller coming in. 954.
Hey,
hello, 954. Hello.
Dan here.
Who is this?
Fort Lauderdale.
Hello, Dan. How you doing?
Good. You think Joe Biden will get the Democrats' nomination?
He officially clinched it by delegates this past week's primaries. Tuesday was the day he officially clinched it. But,
I know you think you're going to try to get him out for someone else.
I believe at the convention, at the virtual convention, he's going to be kicked. They're going to find ways in the rules committee to take him out and put somebody like.
I was watching him give a speech the other day. You know, they have the sign language person next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So deaf people can understand. So the person doing the sign language stopped moving her hands because it looked like she couldn't understand what the hell he was saying.
That's not the first time that happened, actually. He does not know how to handle situations. He forgets from 1 minute to the other. He forgot he was running for president. He said he was running for senate. Then he said he was running for Congress. Then he's running for president. He forgot what state he was in. He forgot what he was going to say. When he was off the teleprompter, he just went all over the place. He had to hesitate. It's like Nancy Pelosi did the same thing the other day, where she was talking to something. She had to read off her notes because she forgot what she was saying. And she's 80 years old. She's no better. She's got to go, too. But San Francisco is San Francisco, and they can vote for Karl Marx and get in.
Yeah, unfortunately. San Francisco, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Hawaii, different places like that, automatically.
But, who do you think is going to be VP?
I would guess Kamala Harris, and she's from the biggest state, even though it's a Democrat date. I think this might go with her. I think the woman from Orlando is going to help them.
Dennison, whatever her name is, she's getting played today, but there's a conflict there because I think her husband is a mayor of some sort. And there may be a play, there's some kind of conflict in there. But she's a Black Lives Matter person, and picking a terrorist to be a vice president ain't gonna go anywhere.
When she was the chief of police, she had a gun stolen from her.
You get fired for that. You're in trouble for that, you know.
You have to give $10,000 to Scott Israel to get another job.
Yeah, but you know, there's done stuff anyway. These things is crazy. There's no way that you're going to have a VP that lost her gun when she was chief of police or anything like that. It's crazy.
Well, he said it's going to be a Black woman as VP, so
it was Kamala Harris. If Kamala Harris comes, if he chooses Kamala Harris, Trump is going to put commercials with Tulsi Gabbard killing her, basically. And that'll be the end of her.
Oh, I know. I'm thinking, who else could he get?
You could try Stacey Abrams, but...
Georgia is not qualified.
Well, maybe AHOC. But, you know...
But
she's not old enough. She's too young.
Yeah. Oh, AOC, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. Yeah. This is crazy, you know, and, what do you think it's only... She already said no. And besides, her husband may be under indictment soon. She doesn't want to get caught in that.
There's a whole nine
yards coming down over the next few weeks with Durham and a bunch of others, because Bart is really going at it now. But what do you think of Tony taking a knee?
I'm not the least bit surprised. I mean, what else is left?
Yeah. You know, I figured...
I'm just waiting for him to spend $100,000 on Black Lives Matter T-shirts out of the department budget.
We already know that the deputies are turning their back on both Scott Israel and on Tony. For various reasons.
You think Pollack will win the Democrat primary?
I think Pollack's going to win the Democrat, and as far as me and Clark, we're working together, so either one is good.
Oh, I know. GOP in that race, regardless of wins.
You're voting for who?
I'm voting for you in the primary. And if he wins Wayne, I'll vote for Wayne. I'll just vote for whoever wins the GOP.
I'm voting for myself. And Wayne and I both came together because we're working on a project ourselves together. Wayne wins, I'll be working with him. And if I win, he'll be working with me. We already made that up because we're not attacking each other. We're going for the prize. And I know what's going on. He has somebody working with him, which is also working with me, on the exposure of the corruption in Davie. Don't forget, Davie's also responsible for the school board incidents in the election a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
when they did the election with the school board, yeah, with Mendelsohn and Ryan.
Yeah, and Ryan.
You know, both of them, Davey PD with the orders from Judy Paul interfered with the process of the elections over there in Davey. And there is a federal investigation to that one, but there are other stuff there. But a lot of it has to do with Lori Parrish. And we forwarded the information that we both found to the FBI and the Justice Department for federal investigation into Davey for that, and that's the breaking news. And both Clark and I are working closely with that, and we already have some things going on.
That's
good. So the point is we're unified. No matter what, we're unified.
That's good. Democratic climate. The guy I voted for last time, Santiago, when he was a Republican, now he's a Democrat. Does he have any chance in that primary?
He covered up for Scott in the forum.
He did.
When I went after tooth and nail for Scott, called him on the promise program as well as 17 people killed, and his policies, which caused the hesitation, which caused Metal Pollock to get killed, among others. And I said he had blood because of his policy, he had blood on his hands. Santiago cut me off and said that this is not the clone for it. He backed and supported Israel at that point. And at that point,
well,
he told me he's a loser.
He said 4 years ago. Wow.
Look. Scott Israel and his policies cost the lives of many, not just Parkland, not just Marjorie Douglas.
The airport.
At the airport, right. In his policies, was a mass killer, basically. He has blood on his hands in both areas. There shouldn't be any single person in Broward County voting for Scott Israel. He doubled down on the Promise Program. He doubled down on second and third chances, which was the promise program, giving Nicholas Cruz what it is. He doubled down by saying that we should eliminate the felonies and make them misdemeanors so we can keep it in-house to give these kids another chance. And that's the promise program. And that's the reason why we had Nicholas Cruz was able to get a weapon, because he was charged with misdemeanors, not felonies. If he was charged with a felony, he would have been in the system, which means he would never have gotten a weapon. Because of the promise program, he was able to get the weapon. We couldn't protect the community and actually give him the help he needed. And because of that, 17 people were killed in Stoneman Douglas.
Wow.
And you remember why I went after Runcie in that. And I've never given Morales.
That's one of the few things we disagree on. You said the worst thing George did as the GOP chair was bring in Runcie. I say the worst thing he did was push the mail-in voting.
Okay, yeah, well, I didn't count the mail-in. I'm talking over bringing in Runcie was bad. The mail-in voting is also bad.
Yeah,
but as far as pretty good.
Morales is married to a Democrat woman who works with Dean Tarantino in Fort Lauderdale, Maine.
Dean Tarantino. Okay, it's Heather Morales is her name. Technically, she's a Republican. Realistically, she's a Rhino. She's sponsored
Democrat.
with Dean to allow the predators, the sexual predators, the rapists,
yeah,
and all the others out there in the home to stay and live in a strip from downtown Fort Lauderdale to Fast Freedom Corner, and which put everyone's life in danger. And his policies, along with Heather Morales' policies, is allowing a murdering bitch to walk the streets until now, I was told she's being picked up. Or has been picked up, but either way,
right,
that's ongoing. But the thing is, the deal is, you got to, you know, if you're going to have law and order, and you got to have, no kind of anarchy or anything like that, it could be civility. We need to have laws. We're a nation of laws. We need to follow those laws so we can keep people safe. As sheriff, we are someone that's got to protect the service of the community and not to be political. Tony's political. Scott Israel's political. I won't be.
Yeah, you have your beliefs, but you're a professional.
Right. As you know, I already gone. I don't care if I'm a Democrat or Republican. I expose the corruption on either side. Morales is one of them. I think Morales is corrupt in some ways. I think I told you about Dinopoli. Everything he touches, for the most part, turns to crap. I don't want to be part of Breck right now as long as he's in power. I'm with Bob Sutton, but you can't change. Right now, you're not going to change when they have a little over 100 people. When Sutton was Breck, we had almost 400. It's down 100 and something, and to lucky get a quorum. When they tried to get rid of Tom Lawler, they didn't have a quorum to do it, but they did it anyway because it was fixed.
Yeah.
So it's corrupt, and I call them out with it. I love Tom Lawler, what he's doing. He's the one that worked with me to get the sheriff nailing out, and some other stuff. So
yeah.
we know what's going on there, and Morales needs to go. So the fact the whole Breck board needs to go. The only one I like in there is Nancy Cook. Because she always comes to me when you're running. You know, she's mellow and she's good for what she's doing, and I have no problems with that. Michelle Merrill, she's good at times. She was one of my contacts into Mar-a-Lago and stuff like that. But she became the swamp. And same thing. That's the problem. We got to go back to the basics. We got to go back to what the party of Lincoln. We got to understand life, and we got to be better than ourselves. And we cannot be corrupt with a handout.
I recommend a guest. It's a guy, Andrew Brett. He's running against the Napoli State Committee.
Okay, that's good.
He's a good guy. He works hard.
The thing with Breck is that the way they have to set up, where you got to fill out the forms and everything else, and nobody, I guarantee hardly anybody did that. Got to go to a notary and all that stuff. Come on, you could have done that.
The thing is, I'm going to tell you, I slightly disagree with you on something. If you're a member of Breck right now and you're fed up, just go back to the meetings when they happen. Because if you miss three in a row on a
game, yeah, just go.
You won't be able to vote in December for a new chairman. So if you want to get rid of George and you're fed up with George Moraitis, show up at the meetings. If you absolutely have to be out of time when I'm trying to get the option, but don't.
That's true. I'm not blowing it off. Well, I'm just saying it's not a good thing. And we need to change it. Before I let you go, because you're coming close to the end of the show, I know you got something on the 9th. Tell our listeners what you got on the 9th.
Sure. I'm Americans for Trump. I'm on the board of directors. We have a meeting once a month. We hadn't had it for a few months because of the China virus. Am I allowed to say that word on this show?
Yeah, you can say it. Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're going to have it at the Whoopies on Tuesday night. We're going to start registration at 5:30. We're going to have two great speakers, Joyce Kaufman and Tom Trento, two conservative radio hosts in South Florida. It's a really great environment. It's kind of like going back to the Morton Downey show, the Wally George show.
Yeah.
You have a lot of
yeah.
people. Well, you get the ticket, go to American number 4 Trump.org, and we'll have a link to get the ticket.
TinyURL.com/AFT620.
And that'll be great.
Thank you, Dan, and have a good night because you're coming too close. All right, bye bye now.
Okay, good luck with everyone, Joe. Bye bye.
All right. Okay, we got about 4 minutes to change. You got anything to ask, Scarlett?
Well, I'm just thinking we need to turn about Broward County at 180 on this county. There's too much hoodlums, thugs, lying, cheating, fraud. No respect, no loyalty, no morals, no values.
I agree with that. And before we say goodnight, I want to say that on Wednesday we got Mike Velarde, who's running a CD21, and we're going to endorse him on CD21 as the next congressman from there to beat Lois Frankel. The week after, we should have Jesse Melton, whose father is very sick. I want to say goodnight to everyone. And keep on dreaming. Fight for your dreams. Don't let anyone else interfere with that. You will fight for it. It will fight for back to you. And you will succeed and win in life. God bless you all. Have a great night.
Support your local tea party. Support our Constitution.
And don't forget,
conservatives.
And don't forget, August 18th, vote for Joe Golner for Broward County Sheriff. God bless you and have a great day.
Good night, everyone.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Hello.
God bless the USA.
I wonder who the 708 area code called. 708 is, no, it's not. It's Chicago or something.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say. There ain't no doubt I love this land.
I cut it at the same time.